Volume 7, Kofiyot, the Sigla Dam Choshev, Shabbos Minyan. Beginning of Simon Kof brings down the four different groups in the Geir. The four different groups in the Geir to have filled with Elfle bottle. First group is burial, Kadifa al Eschabed, Al Chai, and Dam Choshev, Dam Shab Minyan. The second, the idea of burial is brought out Simon Kof, Kadifa al Eschabed, Simon Kof Aleph. Ashengi, the figure of Bal Chai, Dal Choshev, Dal Shemin is brought out over here. And the question is, the Chura, why is it separate two different places? The Chura, have certain Chaburas do learn it. They learn Kof Kabal, they learn beginning over here, and we give some Kofiot. But in the second group in the Prim Golem is the figure of Yishlam Atir. That's Simon Koveis, it goes straight over there. So, but when you go through the Simon over here, the Chura is really up here. There are two different ways to learn the ideas over here of that Dal Choshev, Dal Shemin. Either you can up here, I feel by Elfle bottle, then of course the wrong place. We're going to learn the Sugya of Zvachim now, and that I'm based of Ayin Dalet. That's him, it starts off with the Sugya of Dov Shemin, Dov Choshev, then goes to Kalm the Gate Svekis, goes called Kalm the Mechza Mechza, called the Parish, and that's him, Alisim and Sim Kuv Yod is the Sugya of Zvachim straight. It's Mam straight. David, the reason how, why it's put over here is to go through the Sugya of Zvachim. Now, this Indian Dov Choshev Dov Shemin, there's really three different sugyas to go through. Go through them, Bekitzer. One, recall, we're coming from is Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah Dav Talik Vav brings down, then Ketzer Chadichas Nevelo, or Chadichas Dak Tomei. The Mishnah says if Nation Tam is Osir. If it's not Nation Tam, it depends if it's Nicker or not Nicker. If it's Nicker, take it out. If it's not Nicker, the Mishnah says I feel by Elfle bottle. In fact, the Gemara Dav Talik Tes, Dav Kuf, I, let it be bottle be right. Then we're answering the Bishloi Mer Kol. That's one thing we see it by. More bariches, the sugya and bayon, the sugya and zvachim. Some sugya and zvachim, which is our simon, is we have a mission over there that says that in the case of shor niskel, the vine bays, gets mixed into other animals. The loss of even with 10,000 mice is not bottle. Well, I said 1,000, or 10,000, don't know. But 10,000 not bottle. The one that I gimel is, let me bottle brave. The one that bishlam of the mandiyam are called. The man the es my kilomemer, and over here the Gemara explains what is machlokes, where they're coming from. They quote a mission arlo of the parakimel. The mission over there has a case of chavila tilsin, case of klaykerim. The Mishnah has a machlokes. What the loch is the case got mixed in with acherus, the case of a double mixture. According to a mayor, the loch is you have manlik everything. According to the chum, it's being bottled 1 in 200. What's the study of the machlokes? Explain the Gemara. According to Meir, the loch is Eshadak Limnois. According to Chomim, the loch is the only thing that's Choshev, it's only six things. You must voice of Nochaman, the Yom of Kiva, is most of a case Kikush of Alabayas, seven things. Now that you have the Machliks in the Mishnah, when do you say the Klaal feel by Elfle bottle negate the double Choshev? We have the Chachom say six things, Kiva is most of a seven things, and the Meir comes along and says, no, Dak Limnois. What is Pshat in the Meir that says the word Dak Limnois? The Machliks Amarayim. In what we say, Machlokes, Rosh Lakish, versus B'yechon. B'yechon says, Esh Shadakilim Nois. Rosh Lakish says, Kol Shadakilim Nois. Therefore, Gemara says, they get to the Sugya of Sharon Niskel, Vishloim and the Mandiyama, who said, Pshat HaMei is Rosh Lakish. The Lakish is Kol Shadakilim Nois. El Mandiyama, Esh Shadakilim Nois. B'yechon, Michael and Memer. Gemara Mamshich, with another Braisa. Come to a Papa and says, in the case of Litra Katsiyos, over there, the Lakish is, what happened to get mixed in with others, the Gemara comes out, according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though once get mixed in with 300 mice in that bottle. That means first, again, the Tanoim, the four different Tanoim floating around over here. Either we have first the Chachomim, the Chachomim do not hold Dovah Shemin, they only hold six things are Choshev and not more than that. The second is Rabbi Kiva. He says, in Moisev, Ketz Kikush of Alabayas, seven things are Nechel Get Dovah Choshev. The Pashas, the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Kiva is arguing on the Chumim. Is it six or seven? Agam Kamal Rosh Hashanah says there is no Machlekes. Really, it depends on Afiyah Machlekes Man. Therefore, the place of Rav Kiva, a Kikur Shal Abayis is Dama Choshev, like we'll see in the Beis Yosef, Machab ends off, Sif Aleph, that everything is this, these are the examples, six things. It can be always that way, Ka'inza, but other places can be other things in the Choshev. And also, Rav Kiva is not come to argue, come saying in his place, Kikur Shal Abayis, Mais is Choshev. Fine, that's his Malach. The Pasha of the Sugi is, Kiva is arguing on the Chachamim. The third Tana is a mayor. A mayor said, Dakilimnos. What does that mean? Machlokes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechon, we say, Esha Dakilimnos. According to Rosh Lakish, Kosha Dakilimnos. Tashis is Machlokesir Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is only in Remeir. That means Agam the Israelite, but Yevamah says it's even Machlokes in the Chachamim. Is that Aruch Haim HaKadosh this way, Aruch HaShulchan this way, but Maisa Pashas is, it's only Machlokes in Remeir, and not Das HaChamim, and not Das HaKiva. The fourth time is Rabbi Shua, also Machlokes in the Gemara was he hold, Machlokes in Meir and Rabbi Yudo. Rabbi Meir says he holds Esther Daik Limnus, Rabbi Yudo holds Kosher Daik Limnus. So again, we have four Tanoim, we have the Chachamim, we have the Kiva, we have Meir, and Rabbi Shua. The Gemara goes on saying, once you have Bishlam, the man Yomar Kol. El man Yomar asked by Bashan Nisko, Michael Meimer. And my answer is, a lot later, Bal Chai Shani. That means you come along to answer Pshat in the Mishnah. Sure, Nisko, why is that feel Be'el or Be'10,000 not bottle? Why? We have three Tirotsim. Either it's a Meir according to a Shlokish of Kol, or it's a Bishua according to a Behuda of Kol, or it's of Ashi's Terrace, Bal Chai Shani, Dovah Choshe, Bal Chai, and that'd be the Lochin Sibbeis. A third sugya, sugya beya, dafkim lebeis avdalad, which you learn when you learn sugya doshish lamatiyim and simu kuf beis. We're more discussing over there why you have a beitz on egg that's nailed on yontif, got mixed in with a group of 1,000. Why say I feel be'af like bottle? The Gemara starts off saying bishlem lamad yom akol, lamad yom es maikul neimer. The Gemara answers either according to a mayor, the figure shlokish. The Gemara answers according to Bishua, according to Behuda. The Gemara says bishlem lamad yom, still at the end of the day, kun lamad yom es maikul neimer. Come to Ravashi again and said, no, the chumah doshi shlamatirim, that even though the standard doshi shlamatirim is subject to be machmir, it also feel be'af like bottle. Comes out the sugya beya, we also have three tirotzim. We have a teretz of the beitz that either it's according to a mayor, according to shlokish, or it's a Yeshua according to Behuda, or it's a chumah doshi shlamatirim. Fine, Adkan, basic makaris, not to find what's going on. We have the word kol shadakir limlis, and we have the word es shadakir limlis. What does the word kol mean? Does it mean sometimes, the most? What does S mean? All the time, most of the time. How do you define these words practically? So first, the Yochanan says, Es Shadar Kalimlis. So what does the word S mean? It says, Rashi in Zvokhan, Dav Ayin Beis. Words are, She'in Lecha Odom, the Moisev Leim Yisrael Lekech, Ve'loi Moich Lebeloi Minyan. She'in Lecha Odom, there's nobody. And that means he's understanding, there's nobody. The word S means all the time. The words of the Smag, Shum Pam. All the time. The words of Ben Avraham Nahar, the words for the Ran, the words are Lo Ilam. And therefore, the Torah, when he brings down the Ri, or the Riva, or the Ritzpah, it's all the same verse, I think. Even though one calls the Ri, one the Riva, one the Ritzpah. He comes along and says, Dafka Davosh Lo Ilam, Ein Marchim Eitim El Beminyim. That means, very clearly, what's the definition? Lo Ilam. That's S, always. That's the Beni Peretz, the Beni Rucham, Archas Chaim, the Kolbay, Lo Ilam. Lafuke what? Says Archas Shulchan, Lafuke Roiv. Even though we have a Klal, usually, Rubai Kekuloi. Over here, lo'ilam means lo'ilam. Hagam, there is in the Mukhi Yosef that says the words roiv, and there's a Tereis Solom Mishnayis in Orla that wants to tie them together as roiv, either mitzad the fact that we should not say she'enim morchum el beminim, or mitzad a klal of ruba kikuloi. The pash is not. Pash is lo'ilam means lo'ilam means lo'ilam. And therefore, the words of the Beis Yosef is lo'ilam, the words of Ramah is tomid. As far as I know, Shvish Yosef the Negi Samid means lo'ilam, not ruba kikuloi. And therefore, the place can read now the definition is lo'ilam. That's the word S. What's the word kol? If S means lo'ilam, is kol roiv? Is kol sometimes? What does it mean? Shirashi b'sugya literature of Katsiyos, his words are roiv ne odom einim rechel b'minyan. Roiv did not sell b'minyan. Have a hoil l'fomim, sometimes they sell b'minyan. Directly, it's not roiv, it's l'fomim, it's sometimes. The words of Rashi Yevamos is l'prokim, sometimes. Rashi also Chulin says that usually by the case of Chatiches Dag, Chatiches Nevela, his words are most of the time Echnami you buy by Mishkal or however Ba'imid. However, the meaning of Orchim Shizimun. Sometimes you have Orchim. If Orchim, you need a specific amount of pieces, and therefore, since Pa'omim you have Orchim, you have to have the amount of pieces. And that means most of the time for your family you buy not by minion, but when you have Orchim, you need a minion. That means according to Rashi, brought down the words by the Beis Yosef, l'fa'omim, the words are called are sometimes. That means Aruch HaShulchan says the words of kol, the words of kol is roiv. Roiv. Comes out, Tiferes Tzolo says es is roiv, and Aruch HaShulchan says that kol is roiv. I find that's not so. But I don't think it's roiv over here. I think either one is roiv. Three the Rishonim, the Paiskim, Pash is es is lo'ilam, always, and kol is the form sometimes. That means the word kol, something that's misleading. People think kol means all. Let's be all the time. Kol means it's inclusive. All things should not kill noise. All things that are sometimes sold that way. That means not to focus on the word kol. It's all things, it's inclusive, should not kill noise, that sometimes sold that way. So Ken comes out again, S is always, and kol is sometimes. Of course, rave is the chalget of kol now. But it's building up from sometimes. Now, how do we paskin? We have either Dov Choshev Dafko, or we have Dov Shev Minyan. And which Dov Shev Minyan? Is it S or is it Kol? Is it Olam Ula Prakim? So, first, the Chumash says Dafka six things. I don't find any Mishnah like that. The Rambam in Machlokes Yesurim says seven things. He passed like a Kivo. He said Dafka these seven things, and not more than that. Brought down by Mechab over here. Now, the Bach Shachar Taz is Mechud this steers Mechaber. Mechab is Sim Pei Vov, come home to be Machmel in the case of Beitzim. I Beitzim is not Nechel Ged of Davo Choshev, not the one that's six or seven cases over here. It's only Nechel Ged of Eser Kol. So the Knesset Gedolah wants to tie now the place of the Beis Yosef where he's running it, like he ends off Sif Aleph, Fiyah Mokh, Fiyah Zman, in his place it was Choshev. Chiddush, that's what it means over here. The way that people go to want to tie now who is Choshev. I'm not going to get involved with what he was Choshev, the Beis Yosef, it's Choshev back in the Mechaber, Choshev back in the Mechaber, how many times is Choshev over here? Fine, it's a kasha, how to answer the pshat in the Mechaber. The Maisha, at the end of the day, Mechaber, the Svardim Pashka, the Loch is Dov Choshev. That's Bnei Svard. Bnei Ashkenaz, the Pashka, the Loch is Darkel and Nois. Which one is it, S or Kol? So again, come along the Torah, he brings down the Re, again, the Re, Revoi, Ritzpa. He brings down the Pashka, the Loch of the Meir, according to Ritzpa.
Revoi.
He brings down a mayor according to Rabbi Yochanan. The case over here is S. That means lo'ilam. That's the case according to the Chinuch. That's the way according to the Ritva, the Ran, the Smag, the Ben Peretz, Amar, the Ben Yeruchim, and others. It's S. It means all the time has to be that way. That's how it's passing that way by the Ramol here. The Placey, Teresh Yisrael. Look at the Chochma Sodom. He does not bring down the Shachataz. He passes like Ramol. Has to be lo'ilam. Sounds like even Machm Hefsim. Go back like in the Chaper. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says the Ikir is L'Olam, like the Ramah, practically has to have success over here. They pass Malacha is L'Olam, always. Atzad HaShlishi, Maria brings down the Shaidura, this Yisvet HaAruch, they come on Paskin, the definition is called. The word is Yisvet HaAruch, how, why? According to a mayor, according to a Shlokish. Or the Gain says, why? According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Behuda. They have two different tanoim to learn that way. And therefore, come on the Paskin, the get over here is Kol, says Isavet Aruch. And Alpiza, Kamal Mashal, and the Pisho, and the Bach, and the Shach, and the Chavadas, the Kamal, they want to pass, the definition is Kol. The form of Agam, Bamokim Hefsid, says the Taz, that's Pimekol, the Loch is always La'ilam, like a Rechonon. Or the way the Pimgom says over, Bamokim Hefsid Mubo, that's Pisenach, like a Rechonon, the case of here is S. Piska Chubing's down that way, it's a Kot Aleph. So come along with Loch Lamais again, what we have over here. We have the Mnei Svard, the Mechaper, the Bi'oimer, the Paskins, Dov Choshev, and not Dov Shev Minyan. They Paskin like a Mekivo. After the Shani, the Bnei Ashkenaz, Paskin, the Loch of Darker Limnois, which Darker Limnois? The Maisel usually were Machmer for the definition of Kol of Omen, but Machm Hefsid, Machm Hefsid Rubo, the Paskin Kol, like the Amor, the definition is Lo'ilam. Now, once you have the Pesach over here, we have to find the Gedorim, or what is the what are the parameters of number one, Dov Shev Minyan, and number two, Luchur Dov Choshev? I mean, the Pashas Ramah also agrees the concept of Dov Choshev. Not every situation that is not Dov Shev Minyan, it won't be this parameters, might be Nichol Get Dov Choshev. Not totally Zebizah. So, what are the Kolom of Dov Choshev, Kolom Dov Shev Minyan? Go through it quickly, then try and make it practical. More Bezman is there. Number one, Dov Choshev. It's a Dindu Abonon or Dindu Reisah. It's come along whether it's Rashi Gittin, Tosfos Zvachim, Rosh and Chulin. They say they're holding the Choshev not to be Votel, the Din D'Rabbanan. And therefore the Ramah says, what's the Din D'Rabbanan? The Klaus, Gimel Beis, Sof D'Rabbanan L'Kula. There wasn't being Sof D'Rabbanan L'Kula. The Shachar here explains, there can be a Sofik in two different things. There can be a Sofik in the Isser, there can be a Sofik in the Chashivas. Bir Adover. Sometimes you have something that's Vadei Osir, you're not so Choshev. Is in the category of Choshev or not? That's what we're saying, Sav Dabon Lekulo. Masha Enkin was saying over here that's Vadar Choshev. A Sav there is an Isser, that we already learned Sim Kuf Aleph. We'll see again later on the Sim Novi and Sim Kuf Yod. The Loch is, that's a Shalva Dereifel. So the Savik Isser, Vadar Choshev, will be Machmer. The only time that was being makel when it's a bada yisr, sov dava choshev, the klal dava choshev, sov dabanu kula. That's klal aleph. Klal beis by dava choshev. Is this halacha applied only by a case of davar that's b'minoi? Even in the case of shalei b'minoi. That means we know, for example, davar shish l'matim is only b'minoi. We know b'ayach tichilus chabed is even shalei b'minoi. So how do you compare the sugya dava choshev? It's coming with shach and brings down isav at the oruch, and his words are only a case of minoi, and that's the loshem besim of the mechaper, the loshem lemambam, a case of minoi. Coming with shach, why? Then they various davar choshev say minoi and shleib minoi. So you have the yichalis chabeis be minoi shleib minoi. So why does it be any different? So what's the taino? Because in last sim and sim kuftes was spoken out. How do you have the kimta of a davar choshev or yavish be yavish? That's a case of the shleib minoi. Meister Shlomo Minay Snicker. How do you case of teruvos? So the Torah brought down a teres that the shach over there says case of small pieces. Very small, you cannot tell the difference. If that's the only way you can have the kimto Shlomo Minay small pieces, it comes out by default. Now it's not davar choshev. So you cannot have the kimto. Not that the loch is not applied by Shlomo Minay. We don't have the kimto that Shlomo Minay. Therefore, the mechaber and the Rambam say the case of Minay, because that's the kimto. However, Mamshul Shach. Once I had in Simkov test three turotzim. Besides the tarots of the Torah, two more turotzim. Either the tarots, there's an isser, but I do not know which isser. Or the case of it is shavu b'mara, but not shavu b'tam. Echnami, I have a situation that the halacha applies to the choshev, even the case of shloi b'minoi. And therefore, the pesukim bring down loch l'maisa, if you can define in the kimto of the choshev shloi b'minoi, echnami. The third cloud is here the isser of your apple bottle by the choshev. Negate to tam. So the pesukim speak out by bari achtichlus chabayid by tam. Very clearly, the Mishnah says it's bottle. Here also, it's bottle. What's the svara? Tam is not choshev. Chatichah is choshev. Therefore, since it's not shivas, the loch of davar choshev will not apply negate to sugya of tam. A fourth klal negate davar choshev is applied by something that's issur derabbanan. By bari achtichlus chabayid the ma'aser we saw over there, it's remachma by issur derabbanan. Therefore, we'll see that if you look at the Prima Rebbe over here, and the Shach at the end of the Simon in Klal Yisrael, he says that Klal Davar Choshev applies even in the case of Issur Derabbanan. A fifth thing, the Sugin Negeir to Davar Choshev, discussing a Sugin of Issur or not, speaks out of the Prima Rebbe, again, the situation is that way, the Loch applies whether it's Issur or not, or even only in Issur Achila. The Sugin appears to different ideas over here, whether it's Achila or Issur or not, and therefore, even if Issur Achila, Pasha Sugin here applies to the Dinna of Davar Choshev. A sixth cloud, davar choshev. Let's say in only it's a case of kdei klipa. So again, coming with Yalevi, he says that just like by the sugya simkuf aleph, a klipa is not choshev. Yivul chabi is not choshev. Here also, a klipa is not choshev. A seventh cloud is let's say the issa of choshev is a blua, as not the guva davar. Speaks out the chidah, Maria Yalevi again, just like we had the loch neged chidivul chabi, to be choshev has to be the guva davar. Over there, it's brought down sif gimel. Issa machmas atmai has to be not a blua. He also, if it's only an iser blua, not issa machmas atmai, not nechal to get a davar choshev. An eighth klal is, what is the eighth? How do you take care of this davar choshev? Got mixed in with other things. One got mixed in the 500. What do you got to do? Kamal v'shach, b'gdan api l'rishenim. The loch is, when you sell it to a guy, I mean, yeah, let's say one mixed in the 500. What do you got to do? He says, go sell it to a guy for the price of $4.99. So therefore, even though you're not going to lose out all 500, sell to a guy, and only lose one, sell for $4.99. Now, practically, how to go do that, they point out it's not that simple. Because if the guy knows that you're selling $500 to $4.99, so he'll give you back table, you know, buy out, in case of Yisur, I'm not gaining out of it. If he does not know, so it is a question of how in the world you get this practical case out of it, why not kind of grapple with it? Meister Shach does speak out, maybe there's another Eitzor, not to sell to Goy for missing that piece over here, but let's put the value upon the money, and then take the money and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. He brings down the Rashbam that way, the Vosh Pasim that way, the Pesach. Meister Shach says it does not work that way, only by Vodah Zorah. He brings down Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ran, the idea of being Tosfos upon Domim is negated to Vodah Zorah, not negated to our Sugyo, and therefore the Mishmur himself, the Tufim, the Zion, passed this way. Now in that, even Mok Mehefsi, Ruba Ma'id, he still says to not be slain upon this head over here, against the Chok Yaakov. And the loch is that you cannot say that it's being taken upon money, throw the money into the garbage. The piece over here is going to be usur, and therefore you have to sell it for minus this piece over here. Now those are the klom negair to double choshev. Negair to bnei Ashkelon, negair to dov sheminyan, come out the same klom, just speak them out over here. Number one, is it an iser? If you have like bottled by dov sheminyan, is negair to, is it dindir abon, dindir aysa? So Tosfos b'Matzias says, the look is a dindir abonon, and therefore, levush over here, the taz and simu kluf, chok mazon migdan is dindir abonon, again negair the case of a sofik. If it's sofik, it's dov sheminyan, the look is to mekel. If it's sofik, it's an iser. Shalv the right, so less might to be matmer. The second klal is negate to even a situation shloib minoi. Again, the isav etal earth, the pashas l'shitosay says daf b'minoi. Why? Because we cannot find in the kimto that's negate shloib minoi. However, l'chor if you go like the shach, how it comes out maskana l'chor, and then also the l'chor apply even in case of shloib minoi. Negate to the sugya of tam. Again, pashas the mission is the gemara of daf kof daf sheminoi might the tam be bottled over here. What's the even though it's a minion. Negair to an Isra'abonon, we shouldn't point out, the case of Litigatsiyos, the Isra'abonon. You see, in my case of Isra'abonon, we'll have the cloud of Dovshim and Minyan. Negair to a thing that's Osir, only by Chil, not Osir by Noah, speaking of the people, God applies Dovshim and Minyan. Negair to a Sigil, the Kitain Natilo, the Klippo, it's not kosher that way, therefore not Nichol get a Dovshim and Minyan. And my real big Zanashar do, and the place coming down, the Isra only applies to Isra Ma'achmas Atmoy, not the Isra Blur. Paris Chatos, Magavon, Prim Godem, Mishavot Abim Zayin. To focus on that point, to make it a little more practical, do have a lot of information on you. Take this Yisrael Shavoy, the Dov Sheminyan is only negated in Issa Blua, Issa Machmas Atzmoy, not Issa Blua. What defines an Issa Blua? They were saying Yisrael Shavoy that does not apply to the Choshev Dov Sheminyan because it's not Choshev. So when you learn the Sugya of Muksa, and what I want to do, when I learned the sugya in Simon Kobe, Dov Shematirim, except I wasn't able to, the question is, how do you find this definition over here? That means the Numa Sfarah bring down a Maisel, that happens, sounds like numerous places, whether it was on Shabbos, or whether it was on Chanukah, that a person went to an Ulam, to a hall, and they lit Shabbos Neiris, or Shabbos, or Chanukah, on a chair. There for the whole time meal, very nice. After the meal, the waiters, they're going, they clean up, they take away the neiris. I have this chair over here, I'm mixing with other 500 chairs. The question now is, what's the loch to get to all 500 chairs? Speaks out the Chodashoni, Baruch HaShabbos, Mugia Sefer, again, Sefer, I've saved his courses, that we have a baya, maybe all these chairs on Shabbos, you want to have it now, the Kiddush in the morning, or you want to have a student in the morning in this Olam that you rented out, maybe they're all Osir. They're coming from two separate Makaris. One is, let's first apply what the question is. You have over here a candelabra, a menorah, a Chanukah neiris, a Shabbos neiris that has eish on top of it, the fire. The loch is that the fire itself is muksa machmas gufay. Therefore, the menorah, the candelabra, is a basis, and the chair is holding that. And therefore, the chair itself is maisas muksa. Now this chair got mixed with another 500 chairs. The loch is simical base of dalit. In the case of muksa, is a double sheish lamatir. I feel the elfly bottle. I over there in Siddal has a cloud that's two sheeters by the gate to Muksa if it does Matim could close the Vinessar. That's only case it's close the Vinessar. I mean, next week can be Osir again. This Muksa is not close the Vinessar. Next week the shear is fine. So, come that everyone agrees the gate to Muksa that only applies by Sugil bosses, it's going to be the cloud of Yishma Matim Pashas. That means basically the Sugil in the Gemara Bay is a Beta, which is Muksa. A Beta is nailed on Yontif, on Shabbos. Can I mix it with 1,000? The loch is a filled elf lay bottle. So, if so, the question over here is, can you go use this chair over here? Do you ask for all the chairs? You went out of the hall, and all the chairs in the mice are also. That's the Shiloh. So, one sugya you come to answer to get the sugya of Mokso is that there's a mavucha in Simical Beis, a Beis, the Piskachu over there, brings down the what they call the Tzlach Yisoid. The Tzlach speaks out, Apid the Lomdus according to Rashi, what's the Yisoid Dovah Shishka Matirim? Why eat a Be'issa, eat a Be'heter? Lom Shachlan Be'issar, Techlan Be'heter? Maisa, why eat this egg? You can eat it only one time. You can eat eggs a bunch of times, one time. So why eat it on Shabbos, eat it on Sunday? But things that are called, say, Deloy Hodar, something they can use today and tomorrow, the next day, the next day, so the Piskachu called it Tzlach Kalim, can one use on Shabbos? We'll use it on Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. So that's not called, why eat today, eat it tomorrow. You know why? I can't eat it, if I don't eat it today, I don't use the kli today, I lost out of Shabbos. That's a loss, that's a hefset. So the cloud, Dovish Shish Lamatim, does not apply in the gate of the Sugya of Kalim. That's the Tzlach. The Maisa Piskachu points out, Chodz against the Shach. Shach over there wants to apply the Sugya of Dovish Lamatim, the gate of Kalim. Hashkin argues even against the Mechab over there. And therefore, when we learn the sugya well, it's a big mavuch among the Achronim, how to answer the Shach, the Mechaber, to be passing the Tzlach, Sirach Mishneh Berurah. Well, Maisel, all this form negates this Maisel over here, that negates the Chanukah there, so the hotel, the opening down, at least the Tzlach as a sniff, or a tziv, what we make all. Well, that's one Shailah, negates the Dovi Shlomatirim. A second Shailah is, Shiras, are they Dovi Choshim? Are they Dovi Shlomaminyim? When you buy Shiras, you don't buy it by an estimate. Don't give me a bunch of Shiras. You buy it by, I need 5 shares, 7 shares, 10 shares, I buy by number. Lo'ilam, no one ever buys not by numbers. Lo'ilam. According to Amar, what's that? A heter. Even according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, we can argue very stark, newer shares are nichol and get a double chashiv. I can hear the point, why not double chashiv? Mechaber ends off, the fiyam makhfi is man, shares nichol and get a double chashiv. I think so. Maybe not, but still a double shaminyan. So if so, the question now is very good. You took care of the sugya of Yishtu Matirim Mitzah Vetzlach, Ulai. What happened to our sugya, Dov Shemminyan, Dov Choshev over here? So they get involved with, what is Muksa? Is it Issa Machmas Atzmoy, or Issa Blua? What are cheers? Cheers B'etzim is a terrific cheer. Except it's a Bosses, Issa Ravaleo, Kain the sugya Blua, or no suffer carrot. You say the Bosses is, it's a Tawful, and I think itself, the mice is a problem. So say from Lech Shloim, he said the Issa Blyashev. So what do you mean? The thing itself is a tovel. It's a machmas atzmoy. We're seeing Cook said Yisrael Yashas. What do you mean? The chagetav is a blue over here, right? So it's a good shaila. You're doing this from quoting the Yashas two different ways. Maisel, the Swarm discusses Maisel over here. Mishas Yosef, same Aruch Yisrael, what's been said. At the end of the day, it's Yisrael Avrilah. There's no Yisrael per se in the chair. She has a wonderful chair. The chagetav a blue. Megillah Sefer says, there's a blias over here. What are you talking about? The key say is, what's a tovel? The thing itself is also. So it comes out, there's a big mavucha, and a friend we grapple in the cloud over here that is saying, Dover Choshim has a head to something to blow. What is Muksa? The Shikha Das question. I see people nodding their head when I say either side of here. Some guys say, yeah, sure, another one saying another way. So far, I said, Mom, you got two sides right in front of me, arguing the point over here.
Why is the Bay is not Choshim? Bay is not Choshim. Whatever the Isra is Choshim.
So which side are you picking? It's a machmas atzmoy. No, it's there. The thing is not usher. It's something on top of it. It's blocking it.
Something that's coming good, and then it's usher. Not it's usher.
Can you want to take the second side over here?
Yeah, it really is. On the hush. There's no two entities.
All the cases of the Mishnah are all oichel.
Okay.
I'm saying,
we
should say by
Dabashab Aminion
also.
Yeah, applied to numerous cases over here. Why Dafka? Why not cheers also?
You couldn't pick Dabashab
Aminion
things in the Mishnah, like Chachamim.
Yeah, apply a Shetel Dabashab Aminion, no, a Kar Dabashab Aminion.
No. Where
do
we get that?
It's not Dabashab Aminion. Where do we not see it?
Why? There's so many good things.
The Achrenim is called numerous cases that are not food. Like, I'm out of Lach, but the Pashas are anything. Why? We see it's a cloud of food. You get to avoid Zoro.
They only have.
No, that's not true. Avoid Zoro. Avoid Zoro can mean to get not to fruit.
A ring,
I said, right? Case
no,
of ring over.
But that's not this Mishnah.
Fine, that's fine. So what? We see Doshimin applies even at Tabas, not food. Shouldn't it right? So I said, so the Rosh Shabbos, when he goes through it, he wants to answer to around this question. Really depends how he answers it. He wants to tie in the gate to Sugya Mukso. There's a machlokes over there. Rashi versus Beit Tam, they get the clone, they get the bosses. Something that you put on Shabbos on Friday night, you plan to move it at night in the morning, and to use it the next day. Is Nichol Sugya bosses? You plan to move it. Rashi says the Maisa wants to also Migdash Kolay Ben Shmosos is Kseil Kuli Yomai. Beit Tam says you plan to move with it. Okay, so really, the Maisa it's not Muksor. Mechab brings out two shitas. Mishbuah passed like the Mog of Ram. Lochas Mok Mehefsid. It can't be Mekol. Divos speaks at the Orchid Shabbos. Rav Ruben, I hear him give share about it, about this Maisa. He says, there's a tzlach over there, Mavucha. Maisa, at the end of the day, you should only have another heter, not using all 500 shears, there's a hefset over here. Which then really comes out what the Metzias of the Kimta is. If it's a case over here that they're cleaning up, but something that's yours, but they're not supposed to clean up, or it's something that's, again, you did not plant them for them to remove it, you rented the hole, it's your hole, and you had no das for them to remove it, they thought you could leave the chair on the side, you won't have this heter. That means sometimes this heter applies when it's their control, and this their das, when you back their das, or you told them to, you not know the local, or you know the local correctly, and the guy's right to move it. But sometimes it's under your control, or your das, and you're not expecting people to remove it. You told the guy not to move it, the other guy didn't move it. Last time you tell them what to go do, they do it anyway. Think doing it to Ellis, don't you move them now? And then you really got a problem. What happened to Dov Shemidian, Dov Choshev over here? So really, again, it comes out to ask this question, this kind of Sugya Bosses, Sugya Moksa, Dov Yishmatirim, the Sugya Vitzlach, Sugya Dov Shemidian, Dov Choshev, and Blua. Very simple. We don't know the Sugya here, they can answer this question. Now, how to apply it practically? I think there are some basic hakuas floating around over here to understand this, the side over here of the Dov Shemidian. First, over here, the way I discussed the Sugya Dov Shemidian is numbers. You buy by number. What about you buy by mishkal? You buy by weight. You buy by weight. Is weight nichol in the category of Dov Shemidian, or nichol in the category of not Dov Shemidian? Speaking of the Baal Shulchan, the Shach, when he quotes Rashi, what is not Dov Shemidian? Rashi, the Shach says, oimid. Estimate. But if you get something to buy estimate, I give me a bunch, that's nichol in the category of not Dov Shemidian. They have a mishkal in a set amount. You're paying by number. I want 5 kilo over here. That's weight. I want 5 kilo. That's a set amount. The nichol get a Dov Shemidian. So the minion is the mishkal. It's a minion.
It's not a piece.
I want 5 kilo. I want 3 kilo. It's a minion over here. Maisa, the Dakashuv over here, the Padashuv says that way, and the ends of Tzarachian. The Dakamosh over here brings down a Chumash Adesh, a Chuvah, the Chelikalav, discusses by the Nevis to go by, wax to go by, all year round, and for Chanukah. He says, all year round, the case of wax, you want to buy wax, that's the case of not Dov Shemidian. But a Chanukah, people want to buy either the case of 36 or 44, that's with the Shabbos or without the Shabbos. That's not in the category of Dov Shemidian. Even though the case over there is, you're paying over there by weight. You're selling by weight, but you want a mishkal over there. So, and it's very clear, the words are, the true definition says, that someone with no Dov Shemidian, b'shuk b'minyan, v'loy b'mishkal v'oymed. If the words are, and not b'oymed, and b'mishkal, that Dov Shemidian. We're down by the Dak and Moshe over here, we're down by the Taz, Mokavam, and the Mishnah Brewer, all three in Hilchos Chanukah, Tofesh and Gimel. They write, the words of mishkal is not nichol in the category of Dov Shemidian. Ben Yeruchim, Ben Zev, Ben Ishchai, the Yad Yudo, they say that way. And therefore, the Baal HaShulchan in his Beluim, he writes, Shuv Isi, or Shuv Herali, that I missed the Chumash Adeshin by the Darkei Moshe and Echlami. The Chora, it's not that way. Mishkol is not nichol in the category of Dov Shemidian. It's something that's no chshivas, you're just paying by weight. You want weight over here. So therefore, so it comes out, Klal number one, Mishkol is not in the category of Dov Shemidian. Klal number two, case of Mido. So again, the Yad Yudel Shittos says Mishkal isn't, Mida isn't. The Baal HaShulchan says, at least on the page, he wants to tell that it is Nichol Dov Shemidian, end of Tzarachian. In the Malum, he wasn't chayz in that aspect, but Pashas, if you chayz in the case of Mishkal, who did a case of a Mida, a case of a measurement, Mida and Mishkal should be the same thing. Both of them should not be Nichol in the category of Dov Shemidian. A third thing is, let's say you buy something one at a time. People usually have a tendency to buy one car. That's maybe not there. Well, you buy one suit. Buy one shaitel, let's say a kala, maybe two, but let's say you buy one. What is nichol in the category in the gear to one? Is one accounting? Is that a number over here? No, you have to have a number. One is just, I buy one. What is what the definition of one? So the Yom Shleimo, when the Isra Eto Shloi, or in Sugin Chul Bag Zayin, he is a question in the case of Eif with Neitzis, the loch is Simukov Aleph with feathers, the loch is a case that's bottle. Why is a bottle? True, Nachatichol is Chabe. But Maisi only buy it as one. You only buy it as one. So being example, we bring it that says something that's bought only one by one is not nichol get Dov Shemidian. So I bring a raya. The Gemara said by Osim Zvachim, the case of a Baal Chai, a derech to only buy one by one. And the Gemara says the only reason I feel about like bottle is the case of a Baal Chai. Baal Chai is not bottle.
Why is
Dov Chai not because it's a different category. It's one Sipay, it's one Sipay. Sipay is a Sugya Baal Chai. Baal Chai.
It's not because of Dov
Shemidian. So I think what you're really asking is, Kamu Yom Shabbat further, it's supposed to be Brunia, it says, B'vade loy. We think Mother Mosta was saying first, Levi Nechel Dov Shemidian. Bishlam, the man Diyomar, Kol, man Diyomar, Es, Ma'ikil, Ma'imar. Was that Echelami, Noch Eteres, Abal Chai. So he said, the Mosta Fakert, that the case of Shor Nishkel is Dov Shemidian, Pendush Man Diyomar. So the Mamish read the Gemara in Fakert. David says, we see clear from the Gemara that someone bought one by one, is nichol in the category of Dov Shemidian? Is that way? So again, so we have a case just to find. Mishkal is not Dov Shemidian. Meat is not Dov Shemidian. One by one, the Chor is Dov Shemidian. Pashas the Gemara that way. I've sold back the case of the birds, the Nitzis. Why is it not a case of Yilba Eflein Botol, a Gamma Nachnichol Eschabein, it's a case of Yilba Eflein Botol. The Shach and Simukov Aleph, second Zion, brings down the Yilba Eflein Botol, his next Teret. He says, you know why? It's Rechutzit Tikin Godel. Dover Mois, and therefore not in the category of Dover Shabbat Minyan. Now, how to say all the Yilba Eflein Botol seem to be two different ways. Either way, how the Shach says all the Yilba Eflein Botol, it's Rechutzit Tikin Godel, or the way how the Bach is being Godel, says over why it's Dover Mois. Once it's Dover Mois, Mechus the Tikkun Gadol is not nichel in the category of Dov Shemini, but Fuki the place here, Fuki the Aruch Shulchan. Now, you might say it is by Minyan. You do one by one, but it's not Minyan. Why Mechus the Tikkun Gadol Dov Amoyis? Why? What's Pshat? What's the beer in that thing? What's the concept? Who cares? Is Mechus the Tikkun Gadol? Because before Shach, Shach says you sell by one will be Dov Shemini, except Mechus the Tikkun Gadol. Shach calling Yom Shushlema. What's the Vada behind it? So the way the Yeshivish Adam starts clearing is what's the Yisrael Dov Shem Minyan? The Yeshivish way of saying it over is it a Siba or a Simen? That means when you have a number, is that now it's a Siba, it's a cause over here? Oh, not the Dov Choshev. The fact that we sell 5, 6, 7, this creates the Dov Choshev. But no, it's a Simen Shabbai. It's Choshev because it's Choshev. How do I know it's Choshev? Because I sell it by Minyan. Sell by Minyan. It's a Giloy, that's Choshev. So it's a Siba Shabbai, it's a Kirin Lechshivas, or it's a Giloy, it's a Simen Shabbai. Which one is it? To come on Rashi, the Sugya Bayim, he says it over, his words are, V'pnei Chashivosai L'moicha B'minyan. Rashi sounds like, it's Chashivas, now, therefore you sell B'minyan. It's not a Siba, it's a Simen. It's been Megalo, that what it is, it's Chashiv. The Chashivas makes it to be sold into B'minyan. The Rash and Orlo, they were over there, the Rav also Mishnais, Mitoich Rav Chashivoson, therefore you sell a case of a minion over here. And therefore the words of the Graz and Mishavu and Elchus Pesach coming down, Mach Chashivosoi, therefore we did not sell B'Oimin on the minion. So it sounds like the definition of a Dov Choshev, Dov Shaminin, real Dov Shaminin, is a Simin, the minion, it's not a Sibo, it's a Simin, it's being Megalo, it's Chashivos. The Chashivos came first, and therefore you sell it for the case of a minion. If so, take the case of the Tanigo with his feathers on top, at the end of the day, it might be the case of a minion. Or even the Taz of Kotan Aleph, bringing down the case of Karkashto. Karkashto, they sell a minion. But since it's only a stuffing, you're only using a miloi, it's not Dovshim minion. But I buy a minion. So who cares, only a miloi over here? So the Yom Shlomo explains, he said, there are three levels over here. He said over either there's something that's Dovah Choshev, Chedir Eschabed, that's the highest level. There's something for Ket, it's not Choshev at all. Then there's something that's a little bit choshev, but the number helps them out. I'm not sure what he's saying. It's I think it goes with Rashi. Chashivas makes it, but the simon helps it define what it is over here. Therefore, he says a case where it's mechusatikin, over here it's a dova mois, it takes away its chashivas, but it's not choshev. It's not the soid shaboy that we have a minion. A minion kakash is choshev. It's a minion that shows, but once it's kakash, it's a mila ba'almo, that takes away. Of being the case, the milo of Dov Shaminyan. The fact is, Dov Mechus Tikkun, it's moist, it takes away the milo of Dov Shaminyan. So it comes out again, we have a Yisoid in the Shach, being done Yom Shleimo, that what defines Dov Shaminyan, Minyan is not enough, has to be Etzem, or at least a little bit that has some Chashivas to it. There's a concern in the thing itself that takes away the milo of Dov Shaminyan. Even want to tell me it's looking together of a Simen Shabbai and not a Sibo. It's a Simen. What? No, sorry. Sibo, not a case of a Simen. Now Shom goes on with Nochet Teretz over here. I think important you said. He says, how do you ask the case again of the bird that has feathers on top of it, the Lochet Simen Kuf Aleph, not Nichel Geder Chodigo Eschabed, that'd be a case of Shemminin? He says, why? Because right now people don't sell it. We look at it right now. They only sell it afterwards. And therefore, since they don't sell it right now, it's not nichlan get of Dov Shem Minyan. People don't sell it. They take off the feathers, and then they sell it, not with feathers. Now, I didn't see the price can bring it down, except about the Shulchan and Sidon and Simon Kofalev. But it says, since we don't sell right now, we look at the matzah right now. Right now, it's not Dov Shem Minyan. Come later, it'll be Dov Shem Minyan. So I think what that means practically, let's say right now you have chicken that's raw versus chicken that will later be cooked. We go to a store to buy cooked chicken, you always buy by number. I want 5 pieces, 10 pieces, you buy by number. You buy raw chicken, usually it's a case of weight. So how do you look at chicken? We see a certain Shlomi, you look at right now. Right now, he says, by the Oifis, with feathers, no one sells it. So they would not have Shemminyan. So right now, chicken, that's true right now it's not Dov Shemminyan. Like, you might be in store and sell it later on when it's cooked over here. Right now, not Dov Shemminyan, gum later on might be Dov Shemminyan. You change the matzv. Maybe similar, but not the same thing. Wholesale versus retail. Let's say a place has something that's wholesale. He sells it in bulk. In stores, they sell it one by one. By units, by groups, by numbers. So over there, do you say where it is right now is the wholesale, and therefore right now it's not Dov Shemminyan? We say Yesh L'chalek, the case of chicken is going to change, I'm going to cook it. The case with the feathers, I'm going to take it off. Here it's the same produce, except in the wholesale, I'm selling it one way, the retail is another way. We say no, at the end of the day, where is it right now? Right now by the wholesale, it's Dov Shemminyan, not Beminyan. The retail is Dov Shemminyan. You can argue the point back and forth. I think the Ikka Shiloh, the Gen Chakir is having to stand the Sugya Dov Shemminyan, is that the way we buy things can be very different than the way Chazal they set up things over here. That means that numerous times we want number, but we pay by weight. For example, go to a store, fast food store, buying for Shabbos, things are already cooked. You walk in and say you want 5 pieces of chicken. So he gives you 5 pieces and he puts it on the scale and weighs it. So you want number, you're paying by weight. At the end of the day, I said number and he's giving me weight. Number is Dov Shemminyan, and weight is not Dov Shemminyan. Chubas Adashin, Wadamad Paiskim, Taz, Mishnah Berurah. So what exactly is that? Is that the Seid Shibai of Minyan? Or is that the Seid Shibai I'm getting it by weight at the end of the day? So, I've asked different time in the Chomim, Berkowitz says, it's a Sophic. I just looked around the Sforim a little bit. So, Madani Osher, he says, case of chicken, he says, at the end of the day, you want pieces. Dov Shemminyan. Rabbi Shalom says, but at the end of the day, you're paying by weight over here. So we have two Svarim who says, yeah, two different ways. Great question. What do you do when you want number, you pay by weight? Take it a step further. Kamat the same case, but very different. I buy by number, but I don't care about the number. The main thing is weight. For example, go shopping, your wife tells you to go buy cucumbers. The guy says, how many cucumbers? She says, you know, a bunch. What does a bunch mean? You know, a few. Okay, what does a few mean? Men need a number. We need a bag. Big bag, small bag. Well, how much? Half the bag. Every man goes to the store with a list. 8 cucumbers, I had 5 tomatoes, whatever it is. We don't go with a bunch and a few. We don't even know what those words mean. But they know exactly what it means. You have no idea what it means. So we say number. But what we pay by weight. I think that the sometimes again, you want number, you pay by weight. You say number, but you pay by weight. Two different things. When you want number and you pay by weight, that's a good shiloh. That's my colleagues, but also versus Rabbi Shoshanim. But what happens when you say number, give me 8 cucumbers, then that case over there, I think everyone agrees, and I see the Bada Shulchan, the Madani Osher, that's also they agree, that a bad different category of not Dov Shemminyan. Like I'm saying Minyan, I do not care about Minyan, just a way of practical knowing what to go buy. That means, for example, when you buy 5 apples, sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's another way. That means, let's say you want to make an apple kugel. You want to make apple sauce. You want to know, your wife tells you how many apples, why? Because you want the volume. I don't care about the number. But let's say you have 5 kids sending to school, each one gets an apple. Then you want the number. That means an apple, sometimes you say number and you want number, except you pay by weight. Sometimes by apples, you say number, but you don't care about number, you want the weight over here. So one will not have the category of Dov Shemminyan. One, B'yamach Leikis, I think, is definitely the category of Dov Shemminyan. One other Shalach Hakir they have over here, when you sell things in groups or units, is that definitely the category of Dov Shemminyan? That means, we'll have to get to the Sugya of the eggs today. But come along Rabbi Forrest in the Pesach Halacha, he wants to tie that things that are sold by unit. That means in America, he writes, a dozen eggs. In this country, they sell a carton of 30 eggs. Why one's 30, one's 12? Don't know. But like I said, they sell eggs differently. But it's a unit, it's a group over here. Come over, by force, you want Taina, if it's a unit, it's a Kshivas, Nichle Kai, Domish Choshev. Domish Choshev over here. I can argue the point, we'll get to the case, negate this Indian. That's also the category of a unit, a group, that's Domish Choshev. More Domish Choshev. So again, what comes out? That, first of all, when you go by, I think it goes after what your Kavana is, and not what the Ilm says. But after your Kavana, Now, any kavanah, number one, there'd be a case where you want number, you're paying by weight. You can argue the point, but I think it's nichol gedel dav sheminin. The time over here when you're fakert, you're buying by number, if you really want weight, and you're paying by weight, that's not nichol gedel dav sheminin. I think there's a time where you want number, and you pay by number, hagam, you don't care about number, it's nichol dav sheminin, even though you're paying by weight. Let me take an example. I think bizman chazal, by the case of eggs, right, you set a number, you're paying by number. And the whole Yisrael Shabbat is that you don't, sometimes by eggs, Chazal, you want 5 eggs, well, you want to feed 5 people. By simple Mizmana Chazal, when you want 5 eggs also, they're making a cake, or they're putting in the challahs. Over there, the main point is volume. The only thing really cares is the amount of eggs. I think the point over there is volume. That means, I think in Mizmana Chazal, if you say number and you pay by number, a guy who don't care about number, I think everybody is a number. Okay, how in the world can eggs be a case of Lailam or Eskol? There are certain times over there that I think you want volume over there. So again, if you say number, you pay by number, that's number. The guy might want the weight. Go to different cases. Like on the list on the page are like 40 cases. Go to some of the main cases. One is, let's say a case of a watermelon. Person comes to go buy it. Now, usually it's by weight, but when it's in season, especially they come around with trucks, they sell them, go to the Arab truck, they sell by number. They in America, in the mountains, they go, you pass by places, they sell them. Just every watermelon is $3, $4, or 20 shekels, 15 shekels. They sell the famim by just number. So echnami, usually it's a case over here of weight. The famim, when it's in season, you can certainly get it. Case over here of a number. They will definitely get it out of famim.
What?
What
type of
Issa
could be by
a word? You have Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, make a neder against it.
Devil.
What? Devil over here, you're saying? A second case, what about people? Now, we don't count people, but let's say you count in your mind. Well, let's say you count Eidei Dova Achim and Mokka Mitzvah. So, there's a person. What is a person? So, the Chida writes, he's Nechel Gedel Dov Sheminin. We see the Torah, they get counted, they'll be hanging about with together, practical example. The Chakir Lev gets involved, get a Bal Chai, Sefei is not which is the case of animal, Bal Chai, Gam is a Master Moshe. Not the way, Maisel, Odom is either Dover Choshev or Dover Shemiminim, Bal Chai. The Yet and Esrik. So the Chidor, the Rav Shavah said, Nechel get a Dover Shemiminim. The Pimgodim, the Archonai said, Nechel get a Dover Choshev. I think it really depends when and where. That means when you go to the field and go buy them, Nechel get a Dover Shemiminim. After Sukkot, you want to buy for jam, it's double shemini. They don't go by weight usually. Mashengi, I think before Sukkot, usually it's a double choshev. Also, I think it depends on its wholesale or retail. Wholesale, they buy, you sell you 20 of them, you go figure them out. When it's retail, it's a gender, a double shemini. So you could get involved with the question we discussed, how do you look at the wholesale versus retail? I'm not clear how you look at it. When it's in the wholesale matzev, is that nichol gedel of double shemini, or even a case of double choshev, how do you apply it? The eggs today. It's a big kumul high look at eggs today. That means on the page it's very clear of how you buy it by the case of minion. By the case of oimin, once in a while maybe yes. Now, in this case of beitzim or beya, according to the Maghavav, according to the Marshal, we don't say the word beitzim, we say the word beya. So we have a case over here of a beya that, first of all, the metzias is in America there are 6 different sizes in the gate and egg. There's a case of a peewee, there's small, there's medium, there's large, extra large, jumbo. In Europe, there are 4 different sizes. Now, why the different sizes? 4 sizes or 6 sizes? So the way in America, it changes every 5 to 7 grams. In Europe, it changes every 10 grams. So in essence, what are you doing when you buy eggs? When you buy the standard eggs, which is the case of, I think, large or extra large, depends where you are. I think America's always extra large. I mean, maybe sometimes it's large. When you're buying it, in essence, they really made that when you buy by number, it's not a number. The weight was already done for you. That means, in essence, you're buying weight. You're asking for number, but you're buying weight. That's what you're doing over here. You're buying weight. They set up the weight for you. Therefore, there's a shail over here. When they did the weight for you and you want number, what is that? I'm asking number and I'm paying weight. Back to the question, Machlok is the Roi B'Shishanim, the Madani Osher. Madan Osher writes Lishitosoi, Nichol get a Dover Shemiminin in the case of eggs. And well, Forrest goes Lishitosoi, Nichol case of unit of a group, Nichol the case of Dover Shemiminin. The way Rabbi Shanim and the Orlatian writes Nichol Kei, or they wrote for him Nichol Kei, that over there is Nichol get a not Dover Shemiminin. Because at the end of the day, you're paying by weight. Again, you're asking for 12. They may did the weight for you. If it be a different size, they'll charge you a different price. If it be jumbo, be one price. Extra large, be a different price. And large, be a different price. So in essence, you are getting mishkol. You're not getting minyan. So mevucha today, how do you look at eggs? There's chakira. You are asking number. But in essence, you are getting weight. They did the weight for you.
Exactly.
It's, again, within 5 to 7 grams, not much of a difference. We'll get to maybe what you're saying, maybe in the kuda you're saying, maybe more important in the kuda. But I think this case, they've got it somewhere. So it's come out the same idea. I mean, last time you go to the store, you go to the chomo, when he puts on the scale, it doesn't give you like 0.88 grams off, you know, 6 shekels or 7 shekels, in between. So there's a range of in between. Our stores give you shekels, then one bottle of agarots. So, and they'll do it always to the lower amount. It's not worth them, not to deal with agarots. Another example, when you buy wine, so the Yadudim call the double ship a minion. Maisa, Sharmik, others, by the Shulchan say it's not double ship a minion. Maisa, most times, what are we doing? Most times, not always. Usually, you're buying wine because you know this bottle has this amount inside, and you ask for 5 bottles, 10 bottles, but you're still only paying by weight. Are you paying, because if it's a big bottle, it's more expensive, small bottle, less expensive, and even small, even less expensive. In essence, you know one bottle works for a week on Shabbos, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, depending on how you drink wine. So you're buying it based upon the volume, based upon the weight, based upon the nepach. Agami iski for a number. However, I think to say it's not nichol devil shaminyan, at least not lefomim, is not true. Matthias is that true when we drink it, we only want the volume. When you're giving it, for example, for shalach monis, it's not the volume. You want a bottle, you want a number. You have 30 shalach monis, you want 30 bottles. You're an oruch for Shabbos, you want to give a bottle. So you want a number. I think bottles of wine today should be in the category of the farmer, the prokim. Because sometimes you go to the store, you want numbers. You want to have, you have 30 tables by simcha. You don't care how big the bottle is, you want 30 bottles. Unless you want to show off, you want big bottles. But otherwise, you want numbers over here. For yourself, you want the volume, the nepach. So I think a bottle of wine should be in the category of that you, the farmer is a number that you want. That means number one, you can't get a bottle of shiloh. You want number and you pay by weight. Even more than that, I think still in the category that you want number, and you want number, you're paying for number. Same thing to get to soda bottles. Soda bottles, you know that usually on Shabbos, the amount of drinking is a volume. But sometimes you want your shop of soda bottles, also in the category of double ship minion, because you want the number over here. Now to get to, let's say you buy heads of lettuce. So if you go to the store, to the mechira, the mirror, on Wednesday, so sometimes you get two inside. But usually it's one. So why is it two or why is it one? How do they decide? So over here, the way it is, it's between 350 grams and 500 grams, then it's one. If it's less than 350, then it's two inside. Now, agam, sometimes one, sometimes two, you're really buying one head. I think over here, as you say, it's not like 5 grams, 6 grams. When it's less than 350, it's a whole different sugar already. So I think by lettuce, and nichol get a tovah shemini, you're buying one, you want one. Agam, and you're not paying over there by weight. You're paying by number over there. It's 8 shekels, I think, maybe. Whatever the price over there is. But at the end of the day, you're asking for a number, and you're buying a number. I agam, something to get to. Because that's already, it's a different sug. If it's less than 350, that's not part of a standard lettuce, what it should be. Like eggs, is different levels over here. Every 5 grams, 7 grams, 10 grams, it changes. Here, 350 or 5 is what it should be, 500 grams. And then less 350 is a whole different sug. So it comes out less, so it's definitely get it of double shipping minion. Case of a suit double shaminyan. I see Madani Osho with tiny diapers, nichol get a double shaminyan. That means, let's say a person has a diaper, tell you on there, or even it, you know, throw it to the mazar over here, and the mice, I got mixed with other diapers over here. Or, fine, any case, you're nichol and nedge over here, what's the case of a diaper? He says nichol double shaminyan. I don't think that's true, but see, it's wise. Go to the store buying diapers, there's size A, size B, size C. So, size A, let's say, is one, is 60 diapers, size B is 55. Size C is 50. Why? Because the more material, the bigger it is, the less diapers are inside. No one goes to the store and says, you know, give me 53 diapers. Even the wife does not tell it to you, give you a number. It doesn't have any packages. So if you go to the site of a group of a unit like Bay Forest, maybe. The passion is, no one here is buying diapers by number. You just want a lot to survive till the next time you have to buy more diapers over here. I don't think you can get double shaman. Look for the Madani Osho over here. A very important question is, what are Kalim? What? I don't ask for numbers. I'm paying by weight. I'm getting a group. I'm being paid by weight. Where's the minion over here? No, I don't think anyone, unless you say a unit, a group. And that's a massive chiddush before us. The gate to Kalim. Very important question to Kalim. That means we had, again, Simcha Beis, we have a Taz, we have a Shach, we have a Tzlach. The gate to Kalim won't get mixed in with his house. So let's say this one Kli is Avodah Zarah, it's a Devas from the Avodah Zarah, different gate to Dov Shaminyan. Kalim today are sold by number. You walk in, you want silverware, it's by number. You want plates, it's by number. Cups, it's by number. So when Kalim gets sold by number, it's the category of number. It's L'Olam. I think it's Mamash L'Olam. There's never a case of L'Fomer. Yeah, but why? You want a set of 8, set of 12. No one says, give me a set of whatever. Right? It says, I want a set of a dozen or 8 or 4. One set, but a number. Everyone's a number. That's even more. So it's saying it's number plus a unit. It's a double. But that's a number. So the case of Avodah Zarah, it says the law says what? I feel by Avodah Zarah, by any Kali. Four can't mix it with all 1,000 forks. If so, let's take it now further than you get to us. You have a Kali that can't trade, and you put it up on your magic shelf over here, then you get mixing upon a minimum of 1,000. Now, do you have to cash it or you kill them? Do a case of a gullet to all of them? What? Oh, so they get the gullet, it's a blue. Here, everyone agrees it's a blue. It's not, it's a machmasach point. If so, the law is. Not the chumrah of Dovshim Minyan. You have to get involved with the sugya of Dovshim Matirim. That's a shach, hefzit, that's a taz, yam shlomo, ayin sham. And what about, let's say, kli, you bought in the store, you have to feel it to it, and now you bring it home. And your wife asks, can we title it? And you say, yeah, give me a moment. And 5 weeks later, and now I got mixed inside. And now I got mixed in with all the other kalim over here. What is tefillah's kalim? Is it the son dovish of a minion? That means the get dovish of shlomat tirim, he said, it's a tircho, it's a heftid, I'm lazy. And he says, what's over there? Nichle hefted of heftid. Is it heftid of shlomat tirim? Why is it a better? Why? It costs me. It takes energy, it takes time. But there is no such hefted but dovish of a minion. It's a case of Lailam. Shyam over here. Before Shyam up, Nyashkas. Yes, Fadi. But Nyashkas, what are you going to do over here? So he gets involved with how do you look at Tfilas Kalim by Fandas Kos? The Makor Shaboy speaks out of the safe from Rosh Moshe, Rav Schwartz, at one time the Makor of Tfilas Kalim, the Shunim is sending it to the Sugya of Tumah. Tumah is different in the category of Anissa Blua. And it's a Kli they brought from the guy's Tomei. He still has to Makadish the Kli, Lashon the Rishainim. Tumah is a blur. Oh, Baruch Hashem. There is a matim. I feel about a fly bottle. I to tercho. Come on, Rabbi Yashiv. They asked this question. The Megillah Sefer says, fine. They compare the sugya, the idea behind, the concept behind it. But then they suppose in the Torah, Pasha din deraisa. If so, we pass in the right tefillas kelim. Yes, the kosher over here. The kli be'etzim is that way. It's not blur. It's the essence over here. It's the matias over here. It's davishah b'minyan. If so, come along. Then you have this kli. They might tell you, give you 1 second. Or it might take you more than 1 second. If you've got mixed with others, before you have a tiny to kasher, do a not kasher, you have to tevil, do a tefillah to all of them. Now, again, you can argue the point, but it's a stronger tiny. That means I've asked people who have kalim mixed in by tefillah's kalim. I was actually once by a hotel that the night before there were stickers, and they got stickers. They said the tefillah, I showed them their stickers on it. Is he right? Then I showed them the next day the stickers were off. He said, now what am I going to do? So he says, yeah, tircha, it's a hotel, all the kalim over here. So I told him, it's Dovshim Minyan. He's like, nah, not really. Like, why not? So I told him, I left it by him. I hope he has to run what to go do. Last floor. Maisa, you have to tell all the kelim over here. Dovshim Minyan. Then you argue the point. He shlod. Take another case. What's yogurt? Is it Dovshim Minyan or not? So I really think it depends how you're buying it. You're buying the big yogurts that you have the big ones for the family over here. It's not to anyone specific. So what's the case over here? You're buying a couple. Your wife gives you a number over here, but you really want weight, and you ask you weight, just you have to be practical, so your wife tells you to buy 3 of them. So that's definitely a category of weight, not Dovshim Minyan. But usually you buy the standard one, that everyone gets one, you're buying 5, 7, 12. Why are you buying the number? Because you have 5 kids, you have 10 kids, you want every kid to have one, you want every kid to have one plus an extra just in case over here, but you want a number over here. So you want number, but you're paying by weight. Clear, paid by weight, the weight is set up for you already. I think in a piece for Shabbat, you in the category of Dovashim Minyan, and therefore the Lach will be, however you make it be author, the Lach will be a fly bottle over here. I think it's a case of La'ilim, or certainly Nichol will get up, rock him. Same thing to candies. Candy, what happens? You buy candies, you want a number, Nichol the category of weight over here. You might weigh over here, but my said numerous times you want the amount of candies, the amount of people that come asking for the candies over here. The Gaita Chanukah Neris. Today it's always double shemini. Again, a garment paying by weight. It's very clear, 34, 36 or 44. But the different sizes, they're clearly paying by weight. Maisi, you want the number, you're asking for the number. Since you want the number, you're asking for the number. A garment is being paid by weight over here, in the category of double shemini. Same thing in the case of, I think, schnitzel that you buy over here, that's made already, schnitzel you bought, that's already made in the store. Nichol in the category of the iskiv number. The maisa, you want number, I can pay by weight. So put it in the category of double shiva minion. Simpes. We have the loch of a bachai, a sugya that Amy agrees to, that when it's alive, the loch is bashar niskel, it's not bottle. How the case of a nishkotu, the loch is, that's bottle. In fact, the base if I went to the case of shchito, why do we have a baya of kdicha where this happened? Kasha. Come on, the Ma says the simple reading the Ma said, why discussing a case of Baal Chai? That's Kitana. That's small over here. Come on, the Shach said, no, that's not Pshat of the Ma. He wants to say the reason why I said the case of Kitanim is Lafuke, a case of Dover Shibiminion. Come on, that case of Dover Shibiminion, you sell only by Imei, not Dover Shibiminion. If so, why is that Nichol the category of the situation of Khdir al-Khabe? Either answer the Shach from Yamshu Shloimo, Kavir Bechusam Maisa Kodol, or the Taz answers, can Nichol get out of Dover Kochosh? And double kochosh not with achilo. Again, there's a kasha, there's a pesach tshuva, some kol aleph, some kol beis. That double kochosh is nichol get over the chaped. So we're discussing different levels of a double kochosh over here. Just to make one case over here practical, and let the item think about it. Numerous times I've seen, and it's warming down, that a person does kaporis, a nevim kippur, and then he puts it back in the section that they did kaporis to. He jumps out, or she jumps out, and runs into the ones that they didn't have to kaparas to, and therefore, got mixed in a Baal Chai, the other bunch of Baal Chais over here, and the question is, can you now sell these Baal Chai as those that you have not done kaparas to the ones who are waiting next in line to go use the chickens?
Is it blue?
So, these are questions over here. Now, first of all, there are two separate questions here. There's a Chush Mishpa question and there's a Yerodera question. That means, you have to understand why everyone gets their own chicken. Why don't you take one chicken and everyone pass them out? You don't know why that's not so. But that's not how we don't do that. If that's so, do I write as Chush Mishpat to go sell to a person kaparis that might have been used? If I knew that, I wouldn't want to use it. I'd go somebody else. Give one that's not used. So there's a Chush Mishpat question. Let's put that to the side. So you could try out the Chush Mishpat. Maybe you have no right to sell it to me. But now on the gate to the sugya of Yerodeya, is kaparis is a blur? It's a great question. This is Oimid, fuck, I know, Shulak, Rava, Aniyim. What is that exactly? How do you look at it? Can you go sell to a guy over here? Can you throw the kesef of Melech? What exactly can be pointed over here? What to go do? And I see that Achronim is down to his farm, Heineken's farm, this question with everyone has a different mahalach over here. To be machmer or not to be machmer, I don't think about exactly how do you look at kaparis. Not always happens. Usually the poisik is the kid giving me out the chicken. Fine. So I know he has a right to be the poisik, but at the end of the day, it's a shayla. How do you look upon the gate to our chicken, the gate to lochet zibbeis, but how got mixed in? Is it like sharniskel? Sharniskel also is a blur. Maybe about chay does not have the heter of the istablur. I mean, istablur we said by davar choshev. We said by davar shavinian. Say the zibbeis. Who says so? Maybe Sean Niskel is different. Maybe that's the essence. He would deserve to get killed over here. He needed a pull over here. But the guy needed the chicken one from him. He just got the berries from somebody else. That's a blue over here. Yeesh, loading, yeesh, not chlor. Maybe it's a carbon. Carbon is better than his cottage over here. That coming from mocking the chicken as a carbon over here. So maybe he's forget. Those are the Kedusha, Kaina carbon. Why are you having a chicken for? It's Kaina carbon. I come to take away our berries. So what's Tashlik with the bread he threw in? He's a good question. Let's say the bread of Tashlik can mix it with other breads over here. What is that exactly? Maybe it's choshev. Interesting shows how to look upon these things. I'll let them think about it. Food for thought. Slotham.
Oh, yeah.